Day 79. Go right, young compound.
Marta, I keep thinking more and more about this compound stuff, about nominal phrases, about parts of speech like noun, verb, adjective, and so on.
Thinking. That's the whole idea, Patrick. So what's on your mind?
Well, take a compound like rental car. That's a kind of car, one that you rent or hire.
Go on.
And a compound like car rental, that's a kind of rental, like truck rental or bike rental.
Okay.
Well, a rental car is still a car, and a car rental is still a rental.
And a horror movie is still a movie, and a movie horror is still a horror.
Please let me finish, Marta. These are all with nouns. But take paper thin, which means very thin. Thin is an adjective. Reverse it, and you get thin paper, where now you're talking about paper, which is a noun. Seems like what comes last is what tells you what part of speech the compound is.
That's very perceptive, Patrick, and it touches on something beyond just the structure of compounds. Take the word driver, for example. How would you break it down? We talked about this quite a few weeks ago.
Easy. The verb drive plus the suffix er.
Remember what kind of suffix it is?
Inflectional? No, derivational.
And why do we call it derivational?
Because there's a derivation involved. Sorry, Marta, I didn't mean to be flippant. It's derivational because you add er to the verb drive.
And go from drive, the verb, to driver, the noun.
Which makes the suffix er the deriver, in a sense.
Yes. So now take words like reshuffle, reread, reexamine, lots of words like that. Does the prefix re do the same thing in these words as the suffix er does in the word driver?
Same thing? No, of course not. Shuffle is a verb, and reshuffle is still a verb. Re doesn't change anything except the meaning.
So consider again what we've just been talking about. Compounds, the er suffix, the re prefix. I'll line up some examples for us here on the board and use the subscripts N and V and A for noun, verb, and adjective. Ice cold. Ice cream. Read. Any comments?
I'm not sure what you're looking for, Marta, and wait a minute. Okay, it looks like the A, N, or V at the end of the whole construction is always the same as the A, N, or V of the last word or suffix.
Most of the time, yes. In other words, the rightmost element of compounds and derivations, call it the head, reveals for us the category of the whole construction. So where there's an A, N, or V inside that bracket, there's an A, N, or V outside labeling the whole thing. You've hit upon a very important structural property of the English language, Patrick.